We said that if you have a shalshelet gdola, if you have a squiggly line, like two sideways W's, that's called a shalshelet gdola, and then it's followed by a mafsik, by a straight line right after the word, so then that has the same tune as a mapach legarme. Mapach legarme is when you have the arrow under the word, and again a straight line after the word. And that's the same tune as an azla legarme. If you have an upside down comma on top of the word, facing forward, and then a straight line after the word. So let's see a few examples of that. They all have the same tune. Shalshelet, mapach, azla. Okay, so let's see. Let's take chapters that we know. And that's the same tune, by the way, of a pazer. Pazer. Yes? All those have the same tune. Pazer, azla legarme. So let's see. If we go to many chapters begin with a pazer. Let's go to chapter 88. The first word of the chapter has a pazer. So that's pazer, mizmor. The second word is shiru. Now if there were a line after shiru, just like there's a line after lashem, then it would be shiru. But there isn't. So then it becomes a mapach. If it had a straight line after it, that mafsik, just like after Lashem, then again we would the reading of this would have been Mizmor Shiru Lashem. But being that there is no line, so then it becomes a mapach, a regular mapach, which is supportive, which is just like a munach. So we read it as follows. Mizmor Shiru Lashem, Shir Chadash, Ki Niflaot Asah. You notice the pause after Shir Chadash. So again, the Munach is supportive. The Dechi, that's just before Chadash, tells us to pause after that. So again, the Pazer is Mizmor, and the Mapach is not, because it doesn't have a line after it. And then again, on chapter 88. I'm sorry, I was on 98. Mizmor Shiru Lashem. I was on chapter 98. And again, if there'd be a line after the Shiru, then that would also be a Shiru.